the St Anne's Shopping Centre. I've met a lady in a rather nice red jacket here. May I ask you what you're doing here on this march today?
I'm the Chief Executive of Cardo Association of Disabled People. My name's Angela Dias, and we've had concerns for a very long time about the way that the cuts are affecting disabled people.
Right, okay.
Increasingly, and they're not finished yet. There's still more cuts to come, and the impacts on people's lives is increasingly serious, and we really feel we need to draw some attention to it and not just accept that it's okay for these cuts to take place.
So did you actually organise the march itself, or who are you working with?
We're working with a number of other organisations, and the key organisers were one staff member from HAD, Richie, and one from HAD Mincap, Yvonne. But in addition, we've got a representation from Mind and Harrow, ASAP, Harrow Community Transport. There are some councillors here. There are just generally a lot of people who feel very strongly about what's happening to disabled people.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fantastic turnout, and you've done a wonderful job. It's very good to see all these organisations coming together to work as a whole.
Yeah.
Because I think more of you together, it's a stronger message.
Yes.
You know, because it's going to affect so many different people across Harrow.
Yes.
So many different community groups and everything.
That's right.
It seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we share a lot of client groups. A lot of people who come to us also use other organisations, so we've got very shared clients. And we've all seen the effects on people, and we're all concerned, so we've got something very much to come together for at this point.
Right. Well, congratulations for organising such a fantastic event, or help organising, and I'll see you down at the Civic Centre. All right, thank you very much, thank you. There we go, Sarah, that's one of the organisers of this fantastic demonstration, which is now making its way past Marks and Spencers, down St Anne's Road, down to the High Street, or Station Road, or whatever that road is called, Sheepcote Road. I don't know, I've lived in Harrow my whole life, I don't know where I am. Hopefully I'll get a couple more interviews before we get down to the Civic Centre.